I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. An alleged white supremacist accused of plotting to bomb a historic synagogue in Pueblo is due in federal court today. 27-year-old Richard Holzer is scheduled to be advised of new charges filed against him. He will also be asked to enter a plea. Holzer now faces a total of three charges under a grand jury indictment announced Friday. The charges carry a penalty of up to 50 years in prison. Agriculture, forestry, and other land uses are responsible for about a quarter of human-caused greenhouse gases. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, one solution could be in the soil.
A recent report in the journal Nature Climate Change says proper land management can meet about one-third of the needs laid out in the Paris Climate Agreement. One method could be to increase the amount of carbon in the soil. You can do that by switching to perennial grains and keeping plants in the ground. That's according to Keith Postgen, a professor in soil and crop sciences at Colorado State University.
As we increase the storage of carbon in soil organic matter, that represents an actual removal from the atmosphere.
He says this approach could also be good for farmers' bottom lines.
Can farmers, in addition to producing grain, can they, if you will, sell carbon offsets?
In our region, agriculture sales totaled nearly $22 million last year, about 6% of total U.S. output. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News.